This week marks the week that we've launched over 10 million Catholic parish records for Ireland. But importantly, there's over 40 parishes from Donegal in particular recorded within the collection. So from Kilgarvan to Kilbarron to All Saints, all parishes are recorded within the collection. And the Catholic Church really was at the heart of the local communities. So they were playing a substantial role in recording the main events of Donegal people's lives. So parish by parish, baptism by baptism, meticulously recording the information in terms of names, dates and places all within.
And even though these records provide the basic information, they can also provide clues to other family relationships as well.
Absolutely. So you'll start with the likes of a baptism or a marriage, getting the baptized person's names as well as the spouse's names within the marriage, building up to get the parents' names. An elusive piece of information often when you're recording your family history is the mother's maiden name. So it's great to get that piece of information within the collection. And beyond that, for baptisms, you'll get godparents' names, and then for marriages, you'll get sponsors as well. So there's opportunity there to gather new information about the family and build out a broader picture in a way that it's never been possible before.
And it is free for the first while for people to look up their ancestors online.
Absolutely. What we've done is put the collection online on ancestry.ie free for the entire month of March to celebrate the launch of the collection. So I wish everybody well in going in and searching their family history.